going to be going over a portion of the Sermon on the Mount, the last one. It's been taking me a little over a year to get through this, but we finally reached the end. I know y'all are as excited as I am for me to be speaking on something else. So if you have a Bible, I encourage you to follow along. I have almost all these verses on the PowerPoint. If you don't care to do so. Matthew chapter 7, beginning in verse 7 and 27 through 27 says, "Ask and it shall be given to you, seek and you shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you whom if his son ask bread will give him a stone? Or he ask a fish will give him a serpent? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him?" There's been a lot of people that have fallen away from God due to this verse. And the reason is being so is because bad things happen in their life and they ask God for them not to, and they still do. And they end up blaming God for their problems. And it's really just a misinterpretation of this scripture right here. Not everything that we ask we're going to be given. How many times have your children come to you and said, "Dad, can I have this? Can I have that?" And you're like, "No, no, you do not get that. You do not get caffeine and sugar at 11 o'clock at night. You're supposed to be in bed." Not everything that our children ask for is good for them. Not everything that we ask for, whether we know it or not, is good for us. But he said, how much more will he give good things to them that ask him? As Christians, the things that we should be asking for, that should be a top priority, should be in line with the scripture, with the will of God. Goes on to say in verse number 12, it says, "Therefore all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do you even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets." We're going to chase a rabbit this morning and go over this. Whatsoever you would that men should do to you. A lot of Bibles will refer to this as a golden rule. Over and over again in the Sermon on the Mount, Christ teaches love. I mean, that if you would, and throughout the whole Bible, all the scripture, all the New Testament, Christ's teachings, if you had to sum it up in one word, it would be love. That's what he taught. And he tells us, that we should treat others the same way that we want to be treated. There was a rich young man. He went up to Christ and he asked him, "What must I do to inherit eternal life?" He said, "Do not kill, do not steal, do not commit adultery. Love thy father and thy mother. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself." Again, a scribe went up to Jesus. He asked him, "What is the first commandment?" And Jesus answered to him, "The first of all these commandments is, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy soul. And with all thy mind and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is like, namely this, Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these." Again, John 13:33, "Little children, yet a little while I am with you. Ye shall seek me, and as I said unto the Jews, whither I go, ye cannot come. So now I say to you, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another." Brother Josh, you want to take a guess what the next slide's talking about? Love? Have to pick on somebody. Josh, you're under the gun. John 15:12, this is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Romans 13:9, for this shalt thou not commit adultery, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, thou shalt not covet. If there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this saying, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. 1 Timothy 1:5, now the end of the commandment is charity, which is love, out of a pure heart and of a good conscience and of faith unfringed. 1 John 3:23, and this is the commandment, that we should believe on the name of his son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as he gave us commandment. 1 John 4:21, and this commandment hath ye from him, that he who loveth God loveth his brother also. 2 John 1:5, and now I beseech thee, lady, not as though I wrote a new commandment unto thee, that thou which hath from the beginning, that we love one another. I can keep going on, but y'all get tired of me saying love. Why? Why did he always go over love? Why was it something that it just keeps coming up? Christ taught it. His disciples taught it. The apostles taught it. Love one another. You know, there's a lot of these verses that say neighbor. Some of them don't. Love everybody. Love those who are around you. You want me to tell you why he kept going over it? Because people at this time were selfish. Is there anything new under the sun? No. We're just as selfish today. We fought, we bought, we clawed to survive in this world and get to the top, and we don't care who we hurt to get there. How many times do you drive by your neighbor and, you know, hey, how you doing? I do it all the time. I see a man almost weekly that doesn't have Jesus Christ as personal Savior. If I had love for my fellow brethren that I was around every day, my neighbor, I'd at least tell him about Jesus Christ. Get back to the sermon. Matthew 7:13 says, enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life. And few there be that find it. Because we are selfish. Because I'm selfish. Because I'm prideful. Because I don't need Jesus. Because I can do it on my own. I'll lead myself to destruction. Matthew 7:15 says, beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit. Neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth forth not good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore by the fruits ye shall know them. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils? And in thy name done many wonderful works? But Lord, I went to church on Sunday. No, Lord, I didn't love my neighbor. Lord, I just needed more time. You know, if you would just give me a day. Or maybe a week. I could have acted differently towards those that were around about me. Shown love to my brother. Maybe another month would have helped. Maybe a year. you know, in that much time I could have gotten my life together. Starting to sound like law, am I? Just pleading for more time. Just give me time to find just a couple more souls, Lord. Give me just a little bit more time to help those that I'm around every single day. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's my pride. I don't know if I'm selfish. I don't know. Maybe I'm just worried about what people might think about me. I serve with a group of men that we meet twice a month, the first and third Wednesday of the month. We put out grass fires whenever they show up. Out of that group, myself and maybe one other go to church on Sunday. And he's not at a Church of Christ right now. I'm not sure what he believes. These good men. A lot of them are my friends. One of them is a very close friend. He's my neighbor. Literally, I mean, I say neighbor. He lives 5 miles away. That's pretty close to me. He's my neighbor. Do you care enough about somebody to share the gospel with them? To share Jesus Christ? We believe that there is nothing more important than knowing that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Confessing Him. Turning from our ways and being baptized for the remission of sins. Verse 24. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken unto him a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rains descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And every one that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rains descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew. It beat upon that house and it fell. And great was the fall of it. That's a Sermon on the Mount. Christ taught love over and over and over again. And he had to. Because for some reason we just couldn't get it. The Pharisees couldn't get it. They were given the commandment to love the stranger in their gate, love their neighbor, and they picked at it meticulously to know just exactly who he's talking about. You know, these are the people that I have to love. They didn't get the big picture. They couldn't understand that those people, those neighbors that are around about us, they have a soul just like we do. They are made in the image of God just like we are. The only difference between them and us is that I know that I'm a sinner and I know that I need Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. They do not. I looked at this sermon and there for a long time, mainly in chapters 5 and 6 were probably the hardest to get through because I found out that I had more in common with the Pharisees than I did anybody that Christ was talking about. One verse that kind of kept digging, and I mean it dug hard, and it hurt. Revelation 3:15-16. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. Oh, thou art cold or hot. So then because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of thy mouth. That one right there hurts. I would like to take a marker and just scribble that one out. It's just not there. I just don't look at it. You'll go away. It's not like that.